Szlemy Żylowski, Parshas Bereishis, Daf Shin Ayin Tes.
Morning. If we picture a gentleman, a villager, making his way to the large city for the first time in his life, and he sees a lot of people walking around with sticks. So he approached somebody and he said, you know, I'm not used to this. Where I come from, old men walk with sticks. And here, everybody seems to be walking around with sticks. So the fellow answered him, no, you don't understand. This is an umbrella. He said, what's an umbrella? I've never seen one of, well, it keeps you dry in the rain. Well, where do you get such magic things, sticks from? Says, any corner shop. 3-4 rubles. He goes along to a shop and he'd asked the original fellow to write it down for him. So he goes in there and he's reading off the paper. Please, can I have an umbrella? Yeah. Here we are, 4 rubles. Keeps you dry in the rain. Yeah, it keeps you dry in the rain. He's so excited. He goes back home, back to the village, and he tells his wife, this is it, I'm going to be the talk of the town. This is it. He can't wait. He's davening Mashiva Ruach so hard. He can't wait for the rain to come. Lo and behold, it doesn't have long to wait. It starts raining. And he's so excited. He grabs his stick and he goes marching out in the street. And people are looking at him. He's lost a few screws, and he marches on. No, I bought this stick, and he's marching proudly through the village, getting wetter and wetter. No, this stick's keeping me dry, will keep me dry, does keep me dry. He goes on. Cut a long story short, he gets home, and he's made a big fool of himself. His whole town's, whole village laughing at him, his wife's laughing at him. And straight away, I'm going back. It's a swizz. I knew there was something strange about this. Doesn't exist such a thing. A stick keeping you dry. He goes back to the big city and he says, I want my money back. He goes back to the shop. He says, why do you want your money back? Well, you said it's going to keep me dry and it didn't. So let me have a look. The fellow presses a button. He opens it up. Hey, what are you doing to my stick? You break. You see, you didn't open it. Oh, you didn't tell me you have to open it. Oh, that's why you got wet. Zot the Dubna Magid. Zot the Eliga Dubna Magid. When we Klal Yisrael, we go through very, very spiritually uplifting periods. We go through Chodesh Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, and Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, and we feel different. And we are different. But we have to understand and appreciate that we're being assisted. This is the Ani Ladoidi Vedoidi Li working. This is the overdrive working. When we come after Sukkos, we have to now open the umbrella to make it work. We have to now input something. It won't continue naturally by itself. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Barav Rechmo V'Chasodov, gives us a push start to the year. A really healthy, good push. And then we get to the other side of Sukkos and it's time to roll up our sleeves and start work. Because otherwise, it won't continue by itself. And it could even be that the Yetzer Hara specifically waits for this tekufa. The Yetzer Hara, as we know, is a smart dude. He's got it all worked out. And he knows when he's beaten, and it's worth his while waiting sometimes. There's a Rashi. We learned the Pasuk on Rosh Hashanah, just before the Akedah, beginning of Perek Chof Beis. Vayihi acha advarim o'ele, v'lekim nisois Avram. So what's acha advarim o'ele? Acha advarim o'ele, zokt Rashi, acha dvarav shel Satan. The Satan was makatrig. All the suddas that you Avram made, you didn't do one for this. And all the other pshat, Yishmael was accusing. One second. Yitzchak was how old? In his 30s by now. Why is the Satan waking up now? The Satan will sometimes bide his time for the opportune moment. He'll wait. He's got it all worked out. And it could well be when the whole Olam's together and the Olam's knacking and they're davening and they get up extra early for slichas and we're doing extra minhagim and we're giving extra tzedakah and we're doing extra chumras that we don't do all year round and we're throwing in a bit more learning. And the Tzara knows that. He's in a... Okay, he doesn't go to sleep. He's prepared to wait sometimes. And then he turns around and he says, do you know what? Okay, now the party's over. Let's get down to business, guys. And this is when he's waiting to kick in. And this is what we have to be aware of. There's... When the Pasuk says in Koheles, Toiv achris dova meirei shisoi, says, Ken zayin the pshat, Toiv achris dovo. If you want something to be good at the end, you have to work meirei shisoi. You have to wait from the start from the beginning. That's where we are today. Erev Shabbos, Parashas Bereishis. There's no more pushing off. Yeah, after Chanukah I'll start. After Purim, after Pesach, you'll be at the achris dovo. We'll be erev Rosh Hashanah Tov Shin Pei without any change. Now is the time. We're about to start. It's a bit like you open the front door after the fresh snow and you step out, that first crunch. You open the Sefer Torah and it's top heavy. Every shul has the one or two people who can do Hagbah when it's top heavy like this. And it's so exciting. They're rolling it right to the beginning and we're starting Bereishis. And we go into Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis. And it's right at the beginning. This is where we are today. But Yom Tov's over, the extra batteries are over, and it's every man to himself to really start and really come to grips to make sure that we're going to keep up this momentum. That push start, we're not going to grind to a halt. We're going to build on that momentum that we have done till now. Agon of Avraham Shor Shlita says he knows somebody who drives around with a Yom Kippur machzor on his dashboard. That's his personal reminder that there's a Yom Kippur coming. Seems such a long way, 13 months time. It's not such a long time, 13 months. It really isn't, and we can't afford the time. So every person has to look for their way, how he's going to make sure that this Motzei Yom Tov, and as we start the new tekufa, that this is really going to be, this is really going to knack. One of the things on the agenda as we approach the winter is, of course, those cozy, long Friday nights. They're so tempting. I saw a fellow delivering the newspapers, the magazines to one of the shops, and I just watched him holding the sacks in his hand, those wrapped up packets. And I'm thinking, how many hours of time is he holding in his hand? Time is our most precious commodity. How many hours is he holding? Every one of those magazines, every one of those papers is read cover to cover by how many people? Hours and hours and hours. And he's just walking along with hours of time. We have to have a plan. The Gemara Zot in Shabbos, also in Negia to the parasha, Omer Rav Amnuna, Shabbos Kuf Yutes Omed Beis, Kol HaMispal Be'er Shabbos, Vo'ime Vayechulu, Male alova kosuv kilu nase shutuf la kodesh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. Frek the Erechaim HaKodesh. The Erechaim HaKodesh is over here in Bereishis, and it's also in the Asaris HaDibros in Yisrael. Over here in Bereishis, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Frek the Erechaim HaKodesh. Mamish, he uses very, very difficult lashonis. Frek the Erechaim HaKodesh. How can Chazal say that Nase Shutuf la HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Can imagine you have a fellow who's undertaken a major redevelopment project. But major. He ripped down that old edifice, that old structure, and he fought through all the planning permissions, and he fought with council, and he fought with officers and planning officers, and then he went through builders who went bankrupt on him, and he went for mortgages, and the building's up, and people are moving in, and one guy comes along and says, "Do you know, I want to become a partner in your business." "Well, good afternoon, you're a bit late now. You've missed it, the job's done." Frek the Erechaim HaKodesh, how can the Chazal say, "Kolo'im v'aychulu nasa shutuf la Kodesh Baruch Hu b'masa bereishis"? It's done. Masa bereishis is finished. So the Erechaim HaKodesh can't say over the shafel ashenis he uses. Is up there, Al-Pi HaZoya HaKodesh, Intrasanta Diuk. The Pasuk Zokt in the Parashas Yisra, in the Aseres HaDibris, Ki Sheishes Yomim Oso Hashem Es HaShemayim Vesoretz. The Pasuk doesn't say, Ba Sheishes Yomim, in 6 days the Rebbein Shem made Shemayim Vesoretz. Zokt the Pasuk, Ki Sheishes Yomim Oso HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim Vesoretz. The Rebbein Shem only made the world with energy to last for 6 days. That was it. Everything's going to collapse. Along comes Shabbos Kodesh, and a Yid is Makabel Shabbos, and he says Vayechulu, and he's Machazak his Emuna. What does it mean he's Makabel Shabbos? He's Makabel on himself, Be'emuna Shalema, that the Ribbono Shel'Olam is the Kol Yochel, and that's why I shut my business, and I don't listen to my phone, I don't care what's going to happen. It's me and the Ribbono Shel'Olam now. And with that energy, with that Kabbalah Shabbos, he instills an energy in the Bria to last for another 6 days. So the Erechaim HaKodesh, that's based on the Diyuk in Zohar HaKodesh, that's why the Gemara says, Nase Shutuf La HaKodesh Baruch Hu. He becomes a partner. The Rebbein Shem did the first 6 days. It was gonna unwind then. And when the Yid is Makabel Shabbos, and the more Yid not Makabel Shabbos, and of course this is not an on-off switch, this is a dimmer switch. It's not just Shabbos in or Shabbos out, this is how we're Makabel Shabbos, how the preparations for Shabbos, how the timing goes towards Shabbos, and as we'll see a bit later, hopefully, how we're behaving on Shabbos, what we're doing with our time on Shabbos. It's very nice standing up to say Vayechulu, but if we walk out of shul and talk about things that we shouldn't on Shabbos, well then, we're not energizing the Bria like we ought to be. And that partnership is being downgraded. We're losing percentages in that partnership. A Gevaldi Achidish. This is one of the areas that needs our attention. How are we going to use, what plan are we going to have for our Friday nights, for our Shabbos Kodesh? Rabbi Leo Falkowitz Schlitter once spoke, and he said, this is a only male audience, so we can say something or two. Have we made a cheshbon ever how much time the women spend on preparing a Shabbos Suda? In the preparation, in the shopping, in the cooking, in the setting the table, the hours and hours and hours. And what effort do we put into our Shabbos Suda? We're so gebenched in today's day. We have so many sfarim. We have so much available. Easy divrei Torah, stories. Doesn't have to be a vot on the parasha. It can be a chizuk in emuna, a chizuk in tefillah, a machshava, an interesanta maisa, vashkocha protis, which happened. Anything. But again, this is our achrayus to make sure we utilize the Shabbos Suda, and then we get to our long matzah Shabboses. Most people here will probably remember Yizoche Latoiv, Mr. Sheni, Zechroini Levrocha, Reb Nissen Sheni, a Tyre Yid. I was walking into Kail once on a Sunday morning, just after we changed the clock. And he was walking into Old Torah at the same time, Sunday morning. So he stopped me. I said, good morning. He said, what did you do with the extra hour last night? Well, I shifted a bit uncomfortably. Do I know? I don't know. I wasn't sure where he was going with that. So Mr. Shani said, I'll tell you what I did. He made Abdullah. He went over to his mantelpiece. He turned his clock back an hour. Then he went to take out a Gemara. And he said he learnt until the clock went back to where it was till then. That hour was not going to go to waste. This was, I don't remember how many years ago exactly. Oh, but for those who remember him, Yizoche Latoiv, that was, he could account for his minutes and his hours. He could account for his days and his weeks. Oh, but we want to be able to come out at the end of a winter with accountability. We want to be able to account. We're about to start against a whole winter session now. We want to be able to account for all those precious hours that we're going to have surrounding our Shabbos and make sure that we can utilize them properly. And we know that every effort that a Yid does, everything a person does, whether it's hard, whether it's easier, we're successful, we're not always successful, we're aiming to be in shul 20 minutes before, half an hour before, it doesn't always turn up. It's so poshut, it's so simple, but I don't know if anybody before the Chasam Sofer actually verbalizes it. The Torah tells us, Hevel hevi gam hum b'choyres soinoi v'yisha Hashem el hevel vel menchosei. Perek dalet, posuk dalet. Hevel is moitzi chen by the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'yisha Hashem el hevel vel menchosei. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a nachas ruach. Vel kain vel menchosei. Unimpressed. V'yichal kain moed. Kain's very angry about it. What happens next? A short conversation between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Kain. What happens then? Vayokom Kain al hevel ochi vayargeu. So what's happened over here? Kain's not in the good books. Hevel's major in the good books. What's the next thing? Hevel's finished. No children, no grandchildren, no future. Cut off. Kain, he goes on. Another 7 days, he sees children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. What's going on over here? Zot the Chasam Sofer, the Torah is coming to teach us right at the beginning that everything is nitzchi. We're not on this world to live. We're not here forever. How long are we here for already? 120 gazunta years. And then? And then is nitzchias. Netzach netzachim. Ol mayad. Everything. Yeah, yeah. Vayisha Hashem el hevel. Where is that? Ah, you really want to know? That's Olam Habo, Netzach Netzachim. Zot the Chasam Sofer. Neshama is Roshi Tevis, Noyach, Sheis, Moshe, and Hevel. Because Hevel came back 130 years later as a Gilgal into Sheis. Then he came back later into Noyach, and then he came back later into Moshe Rabbeinu. So who was Hevel? Hevel was Zeicher, he built the world. At every real crisis, Hevel is there to save the day. He's there with Sheis, he's there with Noach, he's there with Moshe Rabbeinu. What more could you want? And Cain came a few generations later, came the Mabul, nothing left. We need to remind us that this is Poshut Emuna we're learning over here in Bereishis. This is basics. This is basic. We have to learn the psukim, taish the psukim, say over the stories to ourselves and talk to ourselves, share this with ourselves and remind ourselves what we're here for. What are we going to take with us? What is Hatzlocha? Hatzlocha is when I walk along the street and I control myself from looking at something I shouldn't look at. I control my mouth once when I... That is major success. Who knows about it? The Ribbono Shel Olam knows. Netzach Netzachim. That is Siyata Dishmaya. That's Avoida. And that is everything that we are doing. A number of Meforshim are marich to find Kishorim between the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. And right at the beginning, Perik Aleph Posuk Dalad, when we have the light, Vayar Hashem, Vayar Elokim, Es Ha'oir Ki Toiv, Vayavdeil Elokim Bein Ha'oir Ubein Achishech. Vayavdeil. Rashi's bothered. Zot Rashi, what's Vayavdeil? Zot Rashi, Vayar Elokim, Af Boze Onu Tzrichim LeDivrei Agoda. We can't touch this Posuk Kipshutei. Why not? I managed. No, Zot Mizrahi, it can't be. Because what's Vayavdil? What, between, there was a confusion between light and dark? Light and dark, if it's light, it's not dark. If it's dark, it's not light. So that can't be Vayavdil. And it can't mean that day, it can't mean day and night, because that only happened later. It didn't happen right now. So what's so what is this Divrei Agoda? Is that Rashi from the Gemara Chagiga? Roi she'ine kedai lishtamish boi reshoim, ve'evdiloi latzadikim la'osid lavoi. The Ribbono Shel Olam put away, it's the Gemara Chagiga, the Ribbono Shel Olam put away the Torah for tzaddikim in La'osid Lavoi. In Parshas, sorry, put away the Oyer. The Oyer Hagonuz, sorry, Oyer Hagonuz, La Tzaddikim, La'osid Lavoi. At the end of Ezeis HaBrocha, we have, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Aleil Reish HaPisga, Vayarehu Hashem es kol ha'aretz v'esagilod adon. The Ribbono Shel Olam shows Moshe Rabbeinu kol ha'aretz. In Targum Yonasan ben Uziel is mashma, this was a nevuah. Or in Erech Chaim HaKodesh, in one pshat, definitely, he says this wasn't a nevuah. This was the Oyer Hagonuz LaTzadikim. Moshe, which the Gemara tells us, tzaddikim can see misoif ha'oilom va'at soifoi. He could see. Moshe Rabbeinu was granted some of that light, and he could physically see from one end of the world to the other. Similarly, same Erech Chaim HaKodesh is a bit earlier in Parashas Voeschanan, when he says, Alei Reish HaPisko Ure'ei Be'einecho. In Perigimul Pasuk of Zayin, Ure'ei Be'inecho, well, where else are you going to look with your feet? What's the Pasuk saying? Ure'ei Be'inecho. So the Erech Chaim HaKodesh, the Pasuk is coming to tell us he had real vision in his eyes. There was nothing superficial. This wasn't the food, this was nothing. This was real vision. Oyer Hagonuz LaTzadikim. Shesanta Mais is that a lot of stories. One of the Gedolim, maybe some people here were privileged to be by the Heiliger Baba Sali of Yisrael Abu Chatzir, Zechet Tzadik V'Kodesh Livrocha once, or Befrat this Nosef, Shmira Soinayim, Kedusha Soinayim, was Noir V'Niskov, it's well known from all the pictures, he wore veil, come out the whole day, he covered himself, come out the whole day. In 1972, in an area of Mexico, there was a girl abducted, and she was taken hostage for ransom. They wanted $16 million, and there was no negotiations. They said they gave a deadline date, if we get $16 million, or otherwise it's an execution, and there is nothing to negotiate. They had an uncle, this girl had an uncle in Eretz Yisrael, who they sent rushing to Nativot, where he lived, and they came running into the Baba Sali. This is Mamish Bikuach Nefesh. Shaul Abu Chatzir sat for a minute, and then he asked for a piece of paper and a pen. He took a piece of paper and he drew a picture of a building. He sat there looking and he drew a picture as he was looking. Drew a picture of a building and he said, go to this and this place, take with 20 armed policemen because there are two guards over there. One's short and stout and the other one's tall and thin, a bit like a tree. Take with 20 policemen, you'll overrun those two very quickly. Then you get those two, and they will take you to another location where the girl actually is, but be very careful, because there are six armed terrorists, and those two should go inside first, and then you'll be able to overcome the others, the kachava. This was not plan. I'm not trying to say, decide what was Nevuah, what was Moisim, the Grace of Tzaddik, but he sat there, one place, and he could poshut see what was going on. If you have heiliger eyes, you can see. The problem is when our eyesight, everything works perfectly. Our eyes work perfectly. If we look at things we shouldn't look at, well, then we ruin our eyesight and things start easing. There are other maysim that a quick chassidish maysim. The Rebbe Behuda, toch well known, was a shtaka misnagid. His Rebbetzin was a mishpocha of the Baal Shem. And she was always talking to the Rebbe Behuda about her mishpocha. And once she told the Rebbe Behuda, I heard this maysim from a choshev Talmud Chacham. Once she told the Noda Behuda that she saw once how the Baal Shem stood up in the middle of a day and he tore his clothes and he says right now in Tzfas the Rechaim HaKodesh was Nifter. Mamish Aruch HaKodesh. So the Noda Behuda said to his wife, look here, Be'etzem, it's Baal Tashchis to tear clothing. You can't stamp tear clothing. We have a locha in Shulchan Aruch when there are Avelim where you tear clothing. Now with the Ruach HaKodesh, you can't start tearing clothing. You have an Issa of Baal Tashchis. She was a bit peeved. She was a bit silenced by it. And she went running off to her cousin. She went running off to the Baal Shem to say what the Neidi Behuda had said. The Baal Shem said, go back to the Neidi Behuda and tell him it wasn't Ruach HaKodesh. It was Posha to Re'ia. I saw the Erech Haim HaKodesh being Nifter. She went back and the Neidi Behuda was Maskim. It was a Posha to Re'ia. Oyagon was Posha to Re'ia. We have to be aware, we're not talking about Sish Madrigas, but it's good for us to know. It's good to us to know this is the Divrei Elokim Chaim, Heliga Chazal. When Chazal tell us, eyes can see me soifo oilam va'at soifoi, they mean pshutoi kamashmoi, eyes can see. And we have to look after our eyes. Our eyes are so precious. The well-known, the Mogen Avraham, a lot of people go running to Bashas Hagba to go and read the Oisius of the Sefer Torah. This is the Poiskim, this is the Koyach HaRe'iyah. Especially nowadays, Nisyonis Niskabe. What type of Nisyonis did our Elter Zaydas have in the shtetl? What was there to look at already? They are different Nisyonis. But although we are bombarded from Alle Zeiten, we have to appreciate this is a Nisyon, and we have to be prepared to stand up to the Nisyon and protect our eyes as much as possible to look after it. When we say every day in Shacharis, Oyer Chodosh Al Tzion Toi, Asur Baron Leib says, the taich is, this Oyer HaGonuz LaTzadikim. It will start in Tzion, and from Tzion, it will spread over the rest of the world. And Oyer Chodosh Al Tzion Toir, and then the Nizke Chulonu Mehir Al Oyer. From there, we should all be able to be Zoicher. But that's where it will start from, to be Mashpia on the whole world. The Pasuk Zok Taka towards the beginning of the Bria in Perik Beis. Pasuk Hey. V'choyl siach asode terem ye ba'aretz v'choleisev asode terem yitzmoch, it hadn't yet grown. Ki lohim tir Hashem elekim al ha'aretz. It hadn't yet rained. V'odom ayin la'avodis ha'gemar. And Rashi brings from Chazal, it's a Gemara in Chulin, that Adam Arishin b'yodeh Hashem tzorich lo'ilam hispalel aleim b'yorudu v'tzomchu ilon isvadashon. Adam Arishin was created and he saw we need rain, so he davened and then rain came. The shaila is, how did he know the world needs rain? He comes to a world, it's beautiful, it's tremendous, everything's made here, everything's set up. He can see there's a Seder Hadvarim. So why? How did he know you have to daven? Maybe things are going to happen. Just wait. Reb Shimon Schwab in Mayim Beis HaSheiva Zot Ayin Tresanta Ha'aret. Vayhi on Posuk Zayin, Vayhi Ha'odom Lenefesh Chai, a well-known Targum, Bahavas Ba'odom Leruach Mamalala, the Koyach HaDibur, a person was, Odom Arishin was granted a Koyach HaDibur. So, Dr. Shimon Schwab, who are you supposed to talk to? There's nobody in the world, no human beings. What's a Koyach HaDibur for? Idoch muchach, zokt Adam Marishain. My mouth is created to talk to Hashem. What else have I got a mouth for? is clear from the beginning of the Bria that our mouths were created for Divrei Torah and Divrei Kedusha and Divrei Tefillah. Adam Arishan looks around, so I have to talk to the Ribbon Shlem. There's no rain, so that means I'm supposed to daven. Why else have I got a mouth? That's what we were created for. And this koyach, this power of rain, this importance of davening for what we need is Palalem v'yodu gesham, is the bit later on when we move on to the Meister with the Eitz Hadas. The Nochosh in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Daled gets a punishment. What's the Nochosh punishment? V'yoyim Hashem al Nochosh, ofa toichal kol yamei chayecho. Can you imagine walking around with a cash machine on your back? A lot of people quite fancy the idea that they just walk constant cash wherever you need. Just the machine there, just tap in. This type of punishment, the Nochosh is given a punishment. What punishment? Ofer Teich, wherever you go, you've got panosa. We have to schwitz and work hard to make $2, and Ofer's got it everywhere. And this is the punishment. And the Teretz is, of course, like the Gemara says in Yuma Devayin Vav Amad Alev Zokhtib Shimon Ben Yechoy. Why did the Mon not come down once a year? Because a moshul for the king, it's a punishment when the king says, I don't want to know you. The Rebbein Shem says to the Nochosh, I don't want to know. I don't want to hear from you anything. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to know. Take your dust and go. Take your cash and go. That's a punishment. And Adam Arishan understood there's no rain because the Rebbein Shem wants to hear from us. This is a privilege. When we take our siddur, when we take our tehillim, when something doesn't quite go right, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending us a reminder, not chas v'shalom, not when something doesn't quite go right. When something doesn't quite go the way we would imagine it should be going, the way we would like it to go, and we take a siddur and we take a tehillim, the Ribbono Shel Olam is knocking. The Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, I love your voice. I'm waiting to hear from you. I'm so happy to hear from you. And we take that, this is our privilege. This is what my mouth was created for. Not that I do a bit of davening in between everything else that I say. I say everything else in between my Torah and my tefillah. One Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Shemini, which is Mamish Adova Pele, I would never say over such a thing, oh, but this is what I heard myself from Matsyo Shlita, from his Rebbe, Reb Elia. I don't know if it's in print, or it's a Dovah Noyer Mamish. The Medrash Zokt in Parashat, Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Shemini, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about Adam HaRishon. Nosati loy mitzvah achas, va'ova oleo. I gave him one mitzvah, and he was over. V'chol ha-mitzvahs halolu, heich yochol lakayim oisom. It's a tariag mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael have tariag mitzvahs. Adam HaRishon had one mitzvah, and he couldn't do it. Couldn't even do it for one moment. A tiny and other Marishan. Reb Elia said, a dover noira mamish. Pshat in other Marishan, I don't know how I can say it. I'm saying what I heard from Matsyo B'shan Reb Elia. The pshat is that other Marishan did not have the opportunity for a chinuch. He had no training in. Adam HaRishon was created a mavuga. He was a grown man. He was thrown into the situation. Here's the nisoyin. Now stand up to it. And he had no chinuch. He had no training. We pat ourselves on our back. We have to scratch our heads. Well, we look at the vidui on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, and say, well, some of them, maybe, a bit, maybe, a drabonon, a suffix, that one, not. We're quite confident about a lot of the tariag mitzvahs not applicable to us. But we don't realize we're taking for granted our chinuch, our training we've had from day one, from our parents, from our rebbes, from our environment. We've been trained into so many do's and don'ts. And this is what's so important, what gives us the chizuk, the koyach, to withstand nisyonos. Ula Adam Oma, in Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Zayin, ki shomata l'koy lishtecho, v'atoichu mena etche tzivisicho, leimoyr, lo yisoichal mimenu. Adam HaRishon was told, leimoyr, as we always know, means to say over. So who was Adam HaRishon supposed to tell? He was told, lema, what's the lema? So Dr. Shimon Schwab, again a dova nifla, he says, Shomati mipi Reb Michal HaKoen Forschlanger, who was a Talmud of the Avnei Nezer. We're going back quite far. He says, Zadova Yadua, if a person has a nisoyin in a mit in an Averi Chas V'Sharim, or he feels he needs a chizuk in a mitzvah, what's the Eitzah state in many, many Sfarim, to learn the halachos in Shulchan Aruch. If somebody feels he's not benching properly, take a Mishnah Berurah, learn Hilchas Peruch Samozin. Somebody feels his Hilchas Shabbos needs a booster, learn Hilchas Shabbos. Find a sefer, learn a bit of Hilchas Shabbos. Adam Arishan was told, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes Zayin, Vayetzav Hashem Elikim al ha'odom leimoyer mikoil eitz hagon ochel toichel. Zog Reb Michal Forschlanger, Adam Arishan was told to say to himself, repeat it to yourself, this tzivoy, repeat the halachas, repeat the chava, repeat it. It's Russian, and he didn't. These are eitzes and chinuch, how we have to be mechanech ourselves in nisyonis. When we're mechanech ourselves, and then of course, mechanech our children, our tamidim, our friends, our other people as well, we have to start with ourselves. Look for these eitzes of chazal, of what we can do about it. Rebbe Elia added a gewaldige chiddush. Most people think that it's harder to control your machshavas than it is your dibur and your maisa. People say actions are easier to control, your mouth is harder to control, and your thoughts are even harder. Dr. Elia, that's not the nakuda. The nakuda is that in our dibur and our maisa, we are mechunochim. We are trained in how to behave and how to talk. We are never trained in what to think. Nobody controls our thoughts. In our machshava, we're back to Adam Arishan. That's why we find it harder. It's not that control of machshava per se is harder than actions or mouth or speech. It's we're not mechunach in it. We're not trained in it. The Bris Kirov showed a phenomenal keach of Ion while they were running away from the Nazis. And they asked him where he got this Ion from. So he said, Reb Chaim used to send them on deliveries, go to the post office, send a letter, bring something from the shop, something. Just before they went, Reb Chaim asked them a kasha, just as they were going out. And he wanted an answer when they came back. Reb Chaim was training them in what to think about, in how to think. And Reb Elia added, we have one area where we can work on our keicha machshava, and that's Shabbos Kodesh. Because we all know that on Shabbos, hirhoirim mutarim. You're allowed to think business. Api halacha, you're allowed to think business on Shabbos. But we all know the mamore chazal of how choshev it is and the schar person gets for controlling the machshava. So normally on weekdays, we don't have this choice. There's not really pariv. It's either in or out, either osur or muta. We don't have practice areas. Shabbos, Kodesh, this is another area we can work on. We're playing with something where you can't tell somebody he's being over a halacha. Hirhoirim mutarim. Aba Kodesh Yoima, to somebody who's going to practice his chinuch. Somebody who's going to input effort in controlling his thought process, however hard it is, and to get into the habit of controlling his machshava. Just finish. We have to do this so much more. Just one nekuda, short maisa, binyone chinuch taka. Reb Gamliel Rabinovich had a Shabbos Yisvad, a Shabbos Chizuk, together with the Grace Olam in Telstone. And on Friday night, one of the nyonim he spoke about was, a lot of people go running today for all sorts of skulas, all sorts of things, which are written, which are not written, which are maybe written. You have to zuch for, search for a makor for a lot of them. In Shulchan Aruch states, al pi gemara, lo'oilom yashkim odom, a person should be from the first 10, because he's makabel scha keneged kulam. Be mashkim by shachris, you get scha keneged kulam. So avtocha of chazal, it's mafurish in Shulchan Aruch. And he really laid it in thick. There was a balabos there, who was really taken in by this, and when Gamliel finished speaking, he stood up and he says, $50 tomorrow morning for the first 10 bochim. $50. Gamliel heard there was another balabos there with a young child. And that father turned to his child and he said, What a shame neither of us are applicable, because I'm not a bocha anymore, and you're not yet a bocha. We could have earned $100 between us. And later, Gamliel called over this father, and he said, do you know what you've just done to your child? We were machazik the inyan of being mashkim letfilah. And you know what you turned that into? Dollar-eyed, money-grabbing. What a waste. What a shame. You've done ichinuch, mind the pun. That you've twisted something. The father took the message, and he called his son over a bit later, and he found a different opportunity to correct it a little bit. I personally saw a child, primary school age, trying to attract the attention of his father. He wanted to tell his father. His father was talking to a friend. He was talking to his father, trying to call his father. His father ignored his child. This kid had his father worked out to the pat. He turned, suddenly changed tune. He said, in a quiet voice, he said, Daddy, I found £5 in the playground today. Where did you find it? He had his father's 300% attention, just like that. He knew exactly which buttons to press. This, whether we like it or not, this is our chayes. This is one of these limudim that we have to take out of this. This is what's happening over here. We have later on, we haven't got time now. Hevel, Cain kills Hevel. What does he do afterwards? He has a child. What does he call his child? Chanoich. Vayi boi ne'ir, the chinuch. What does he do? He's building, who do you need to build a city for? There are 6 people in the world, 7 people. And he's boi ne'ir. The Ramban says, Beloshen Hoive. He's building. What's he building for? The Ramban says he was a e mutzlach. It didn't work. Because of his avarice, it didn't work, his building. It was collapsing. And he had to travel. And he came back. He made it his life project. I have to correct what I've done. We need chinuch. He called his son chinuch. And he called the city chinuch. We're going to have to correct. I can see that we need chinuch. Because without chinuch, without preparations, we will not get anywhere. We should all be zeicha, utilize, taka the push start the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us after Yom Ha'aroyim to approach the whole winter with fulfilling, utilizing our Erev Shabbos, our Motzah Shabbos, utilizing, learning the Limudim, HaKoyach HaDibur, HaKoyach HaAyin, utilizing our Inyonei Chinuch, and try and draw all the, as many, much as we can, out of the Shabbos, B'zoicha to Siyata Dishmaya. We should all be Zoicha to Oyer Chodosh, Al Tzion Toye, V'nizke Chulonu Meir Eloyer.
Out the bush, he said. Out the bush. May in the haste, may I